This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Hurricane Hanna's trail of devastation on the South Texas coast Sunday has been marked by overturned tractor-trailer trucks, downed power lines, and roofless homes with flash flooding, a threat to areas heavily impacted by COVID-19 infections. Hanna, the first named storm of the hurricane season that became a storm, came ashore as a Category 1 hurricane. It continues to lose power. It's now a tropical depression. And Hawaii, Maui Island's mayor says that he's very thankful for that Hurricane Douglas did not cause any major damage as it bore down, packing torrential rains and damaging winds as it churned just east of the islands in the Central Pacific. The Hawaiian islands are expected to experience large swells on Monday, producing life-threatening and potentially destructive surf along the shores. More than 648,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. The figure is more than 147,000 in the United States, and it exceeds 87,000 in Brazil. The number of global infections exceeds 16.2 million for 4.2 million in the U.S. and 2.4 million in Brazil, the only country that has more than a million confirmed infections is India, which has about 1.4 million confirmed infections. South Korea reported 25 newly confirmed cases of COVID-19. South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Monday said that 16 of the new cases were tied to people arriving from abroad.